Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Topping our farm news this morning, the Fifth Circuit Court last week decided that six small refinery exemption requests should be rejected, and the court remanded that to the Environmental Protection Agency. A coalition representing farmers and ethanol producers responded, saying they will continue to defend the renewable fuel standard, fighting the illegal abuse of small refinery exemptions. The groups, including the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, the American Coalition for Ethanol, and the National Farmers Union, say as other federal courts have determined, the RFS does not impose an economic burden on oil refiners because any compliance costs are passed down the supply chain. The groups also say the refiners' lawsuit wasn't about economic hardship, but more about oil refineries doing everything they could to dodge legal obligations to blend renewable fuels. Two carbon capture projects exemplify the divide over getting carbon out of the atmosphere. In Texas, oil and gas producer Occidental Petroleum, constructing a giant facility to suck 500,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere annually and put it in limestone. The project is backed by hundreds of millions of dollars from investment firm BlackRock. In Louisiana, a consortium of companies that include Swiss firm Climeworks teaming up to build a similar facility that can pull 1 million metric tons of the greenhouse gas out of the sky each year. The direct air capture projects are in neighboring states, but the companies leading them are worlds away when it comes to their views on how carbon removal should be deployed in a climate-friendly future and the role oil and gas should play in its deployment. Occidental says some of its carbon would be injected into oil fields to ramp up pressure and raise crude production. That's a strategy, it says, that can cleanse the world's future fossil fuel consumption of the climate impact. Climeworks and its partner, Heirloom, meanwhile say its carbon will go straight into underground storage and that the technology must go hand in hand with a transition to renewable energy. An Economic Research Service report shows the full impact of African swine fever in China, and the impact was likely more than Chinese officials reported. China lost an estimated 27.9 million metric tons of its pork, but impacts on pork markets outside of China were relatively modest. Like leading exporters U.S., Germany, and Spain, the relatively brief and much smaller increase in pork prices than the price increases in China. Ag commodity markets have been on a roller coaster ride this week, down Monday, up Tuesday. In overnight trade, wheat is higher, corn beans lower. Let's take a break for the morning markets and see how they're doing today.